winding out of a holiday week. You're tuned in to Hour 4 of the New Year's Eve special edition of Rosie on the House. Welcome aboard and good morning. Looks like we're going to be greeting the new year with a bit of statewide moisture, both in last night's storm, as well as they're predicting an 80% chance of rain commencing about 3 o'clock on Sunday morning. So we'll get off to a nice damp start to the new year statewide. Let's all be thankful for that. We're Rosie on the House. I think we can start. I have to do the countdown. I think this is year 29 that we are on air. We come on the air every Saturday morning to answer your questions and guide you correctly on your home improvement, home remodeling, or home maintenance for any and every Arizona home. We broadcast statewide. We're on 9 different signals through 7 different stations. If you can hear us, then we've probably built or remodeled or repaired a home in your neighborhood. Give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. If you're in an area that our little small remodeling company doesn't operate in, we run the number one contractor referral service in the state at rosieonthehouse.com. And a little bit later in the show, Romy is going to take a minute to recognize all the new members of that growing directory. We put it together for you, the Arizona homeowner, so you can have the tightest screened, tightest vetted selection of contractors. And it is statewide powerful, but it is locally focused. We find the best contractors in your neighborhood that do the work. We're talking today a little bit about the article that we have in the Arizona Republic this Saturday called Rosie's Homey Resolutions. It's actually a list of resolutions month by month through 2017 that if you'll take those resolutions, cut them out, attach them to the magnet on your refrigerator, or just check back in at rosieonthehouse.com. And it's 12 things you can do each and every month that makes your home more maintenance-free, frees you up on the weekends to get out and really enjoy this great state of Arizona. We're covering also as well the 10 blogs on our website, rosieonthehouse.com, that had the most amount of traffic and listener interaction. Number 10, we just finished covering it, was 8 things you need to know about a remodeling contractor. A remodeling contract, extremely important. Number 9, 10 questions you must ask before you buy that little cabin in the big woods. Those of you, like our last caller, who bought in 2010 at the bottom, now has 6 figures of equity built into their mortgage and their home. Maybe you want to take a little bit of piece of that equity and go try and find that little cabin in the woods. Be an excellent way to put that money to work. There's 10 things you ought to know before you go find that realtor in that rural community that's going to put you in what you hope to be your dream summer getaway locale. So that's just number 9. We've got 8 more to go, but let's get to the phones. We've got Jim and Delfina, who actually called in last hour. We told them to please hold on. We'd get to them as quick as we could in this hour, and we'll do that right now. Is this Jim or is this Delfina?
This is Jim. Hi, Rosie.
Hey, Jim. What's your story? How can we help you?
Well, my wife and I put a backup offer on a home that we really like. We missed out on being in the number one position probably about a half an hour or so. So the folks in the number one position are taking money out of their house or refinancing, and it's going to be a 60-day close apparently. Because of, I guess, the length of having to do that refinance and pulling equity out of their home. My question is, at this point, it's a beautiful home. It's a great price. At this point, do we wait around and see what happens? Or, you know, before the market starts to heat up in the spring, there's another home that we're looking at that needs a little work, but it's a very unique product. And so we don't want to be kind of waiting for one and then, you know, missing out on another opportunity.
Well, Jim, second rule of real estate, first rule of real estate with Rosie is try and stay as close to 50% loan to value as possible. Second rule of real estate, Rosie, on the house, you can't put too many contingencies in your offer.
Okay.
I mean, you can put a contingency in, hey, if my hat size changes between now and close of escrow, we're not going to close escrow. So you can keep your second in at that home, and that selling realtor, I promise you, will keep you posted as to whether or not they're seeing any trouble signs with the first offer as to their ability to get refinanced, pull the equity out of their existing home. And if they sense any degree of complication at all, they're going to want immediate access to you so they can put that second person right in line so they can look like a white knight to their buyer, their seller, who they've listed the property with. So stay in that position. Stay in touch with the realtor. But that doesn't keep you from going and making other offers. Go make other offers and make it contingent that this first piece of property doesn't end up with you in the first right of refusal to take it back. Just state in the stipulation, we're going to put an offer in on this house. You know, we have first right of refusal on a second home, and we'll go through with this contingent on that not falling back in our laps. Go.
Okay.
Put that contingency in the offer.
Okay.
The market is not heated up right now to the point, you know, we see in certain pockets, on certain primo pieces of real estate, listings going up and offers coming in within hours, and you can actually see the listing price be shot past. If they're asking 150, you can be seeing offers coming in at 155, 157, 160. But boy, that's only, we're not seeing that on every piece of property like we were 10 years ago.
Okay. Well, we're talking a market in the high 300s, low 400s.
Okay. All right.
So, and the house that we additionally put the backup offer, it's turnkey. It's beautiful. The second house that we're looking at would probably need about $30,000 worth of, you know, fixing up. It's in a beautiful gated neighborhood. It's been a rental though, so it doesn't show as well as the other homes, and you know, it's pretty obvious why it's not selling. But you know, a little TLC and a few dollars here or there, and you have a really a beautiful home, and it's a very unique product.
And are those the kind of repairs that you're comfortable handling yourself?
We'd probably hire someone out to do it. You know, putting in flooring, repainting cabinets and glazing, things like that.
Okay.
So.
Well, again, you're in the driver's seat. You have all the options, and I like to stay in the driver's seat by the contingencies I put in the offer. So don't be bashful on your contingencies. You've got a good realtor that you trust?
Yes, she's an excellent realtor.
Excellent. Who is it?
Her name is Kathleen Mulligan.
Kathleen Mulligan, operating out in the East Valley?
She's out in the West Valley.
Oh, West Valley. Where are y'all buying?
Well, we're looking to buy a couple. Like I said, the first house is up in Northwest Phoenix, up off of 83rd Avenue in Deer Valley.
Okay.
And then another potential there in over by the football stadium there in Roe v. Farms.
Oh, yeah.
Glendale, about 89th Avenue there. Nice little community there of gated, a nice little gated community.
Nice. Well, like I say, Jim, regardless where you're buying, you're in the driver's seat. Don't be afraid to embellish any offer with loads of contingencies. And like I say, I'm a big user of contingencies because I go into a level of discovery that most other people don't. And if I find anything in all of that trail of search that I don't like, then I'm out. And welcome back to Arizona.
That's much easier in a buyer's market, too.
Yes, it is.
So,
yeah.
If it's a seller's market and things are going off the market left and right, they're not going to put a bunch of contingencies on and just take someone that'll come to the table with cash. It's just a, you know, it's just don't ever get caught up in that you have to have it. There's a lot of houses out there. I'll tell you one thing that they're not going to tell you. There ain't a single one of them that's perfect.
Keep us posted, Jim. We'd love to know how the process goes for y'all. We have Doug and Mesa and Sherry who's dealing with an odor in a house. And, boy, that is – I'm surprised, Romy, when we're talking about the 10 most hit blogs on our website, rosieonhouse.com, I'm surprised odor isn't in any of the 10. That really, really surprised me because it seems like just as a part of picking up the phone at the office and answering a homeowner's questions, odor is one we deal with a lot. But number 10, the 10 most frequented blog at Rosie on House is 8 things you need to know about a remodeling contract. Number 9 is the 10 questions to ask before you buy a little cabin in the woods. Number 8, 6 steps to big savings on your electric bill. And that should be higher on the list as well because the 6 steps we talk about are primarily saving on your summer bill, and there are things that you can do that do not cost you one dime that could save you as much as 20 or 25% on your summer air conditioning bill. That's one of our blogs, 6 steps to big savings on your electric bill. I mentioned Rosie on the House, the most popular contractor referral directory in the entire state of Arizona. When we get back, Romy's going to run us through a list of all the new members. Not only are we number one, but we're also one of the fastest growing. And we've done it through a new vetting and filtering process that only even tighter and more accurately guarantees we're only getting the best of the best.